We do love that gif, don't we? We do overly use that gif, don't we? Of her Madge. In honour of the new series of The Crown on Netflix with Olivia Colman, the loviest of the lovies. Big row brewing this morning on national media about a plotline in the new series of The Crown. By the way, don't infer from what I'm saying that I've watched The Crown. I have in my big hairy backside. I have no interest in it. But obviously I consume the news and the newspapers every day. And there's a big row about whether the Queen was shagging her horse trainer. Yeah. Like a Jilly Cooper novel. Jilly Cooper. Was the Queen being rogered by the horse trainer in the back of the stables, was she? Who gives an arse? A lot of talk about that this morning. Good morning, by the way. Welcome to this nonsense. It's the newspaper review. You're on YouTube, so you know where you are. And it's just gone 9:30 here in the UK. It's cold. Hi to William Henderson. How you doing, William? Thanks for your support, mate, as always. It's equally as Baltic here in the great city that is Greater Manchester. It's very cold and it's very miserable. Indeed, but we have each other, me and thee, you and me. Hey, listen, not to make too big a deal about this, but I did have a look at some of the comments under the YouTube video or the YouTube edition of last night's radio programme, because I had a very interesting conversation with Eric Karlstrom about weather modification, directed energy weapons and gang stalking. And Eric brought up the notion of a Jewish conspiracy and Jews in secret societies and stuff like that. And I made the counter argument that I don't believe there's any Jewish conspiracy. Jewish people are no different than me and you. And I knew this would annoy some of my more, I don't know, kind of head stuck in the mud listeners. And I like to make an example of you. A number of you have been tweeting, not just tweeting, but leaving messages under the YouTube video that I protested too loudly when I interjected and had my exchange with Eric. And this is a wonderful microcosm. And it shows just how fucked up you really are. Because you believe something to be true and you are so mired in your belief that you must be right, that if anybody else takes an opposing view, you immediately assume that they are being disingenuous. That I actually secretly agree with you that the Jews as a group of people are a dirty, insidious little group of people who collectively want to control the world. I really agree with you, according to you. Therefore, I'm some sort of shill character and I'm protesting too loudly, presumably because I'm scared of the Jews. You really are fucked, you know. There is no hope for you. By the way, I don't have any problem with you holding that point of view. If that's the point of view you have, fair enough, that's okay. But don't gaslight me or anybody else and tell me that I secretly agree with you, but I'm scared to say it. I don't agree with you. And I've been talking about these issues for years and years and years. I explain fairly coherently that I think these banking families are no more Jewish than Genghis Khan was. They might say they are. They might have Jewish-sounding surnames. And they might have played a big part in the creation of the illegitimate and racist state of Israel. But they're not Jews, really. And Jews are not a race. They're not an ethnic group. You want them to be really badly, because then if they are, you can say, oh yeah, they've got, you know, this collective desire to dominate and control. Well, I don't agree with you. And my disagreement is based on my belief, my understanding, and my own research, not because I'm scared of anybody. Jesus Christ. The irony is so thick you could choke on it. There isn't an independent radio show that has been attacked by UK Zionists more than this one ever. Doxing me, threatening me. I'm not scared of Zionists or Israel. I call it out all the time. But the idea that Jewish folks are all part of this secret plan is pathetic and silly and stupid, but you believe it if you want. I have no problem with that. I will give you airtime. I will speak with you, debate you, and give you the platform to convince me that the Jews living in North Manchester that I pass sometimes in my car, that they're all... that they're all trying to, secretly control everything and kill us all. Anyway, okay? You silly bastards. Learn to live with people who disagree with you. Don't be so arrogant and so obnoxious that you think that everybody does agree with you, but they're just too scared to say it. No, it's disagree with you. And, but, like my friends at Trigger Warning and elsewhere, I will fight to the death for you to be allowed to express your opinion, even if I do think you're a fucking idiot. And I do. Here's the Metro. Heckle and Hyde. Boris was in South Yorkshire, Fish Lake. The River Don has burst its banks and, it's been catastrophic for people there, as you well know. And when Boris showed up, that would be Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, to offer his assistance. He wasn't received very well, and there's some interesting, there's some funny videos online of him being heckled by some of the locals there. To be fair to Johnson, they would heckle and harangue any Prime Minister regardless of where, of which colours they wear. It's just unimaginable for anybody, you know, who has a property anywhere to be dealing with that. But anyway, I have offered my opinion as to the environmental authorities here in the UK, how they take their directives and directions from the European Union. And I've tried to explain why I believe that these rivers have not been dredged. This is very important now. And it's interesting, there was a farmer speaking from Yorkshire to Kay Burley on Sky News this morning, and he was suggesting that they dredged these rivers, but they never got far enough in the interview, where Burley got the opportunity to say, why haven't they been dredged? Okay. A Labour split over 4-day week for NHS staff on The Times. One of the Labour Party's key manifesto promises is that they will get us all on a 4-day working week. Go Jeremy, said last night. And I was joking. No more Sunday View. No more Sunday View. No more morning live stream. Just 4 live radio shows. If Jeremy gets in. Viva Jeremy. Viva la Revolution. Daily Mail. Doesn't the Queen deserve better than Harry and Meghan's festive absence? Harry and Meghan are not going to dinner with the Queen. I would imagine it's because there's a smell off the Queen. The Queen is 93 years of age. I would imagine she's smelly. Think when you get over 90, you give off odours. And nobody needs that when you're cutting into a bit of turkey and eating your Brussels sprouts. I jest, that sort of nonsense, that's in all the tabloids today. But fury over Corbyn over ISIS chief gaff. Fury over Corbyn, ISIS chief gaff. Jeremy Corbyn, to his credit, has said, why are we killing these people? Why don't we arrest them? Because dead men tell no tales, Jezza. Jezza boy. Jezza dear boy. We don't kill. We don't capture Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the jihadi daddy, and a fine jihadi daddy was he. We don't. I love that. I've been saying that to myself over and over again since I said it on the radio show subconsciously. I said it on the radio show. Many of you found it funny. But I was just sick of hearing Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the jihadi daddy. Corbyn is saying, why aren't we capturing these people? Surely they are, or they would make great intelligence assets. We could inject them full of truth serum and get some really, really helpful intelligence from them. Why are we killing them and then burning down their compound and then burying them at sea, as is the Islamic custom? My fucking arse. Of course it's not the Islamic custom. So Jeremy is saying, why don't we arrest these guys? And, well, the opposition parties and the media in general is lampooning Corbyn for the temerity to suggest that we not just kill people extrajudicially, that we just capture them. God forbid. How dare he? How dare he? This terrorist sympathiser. See, we live in an inverted world. You know, there was a time when people would have gone, that's very true, actually. Why are we blowing a compound to smithereens, claiming that we killed the guy, and throwing his remains overboard? Why aren't we capturing him and interrogating him? That would have been the train of thought many years ago. But in today's lunatic landscape, you have people going, how dare he ask these questions? How dare he? Yeah. What about the Telegraph? Tories offer Farage 11th hour deal. Are you sick to fucking death of hearing about pacts and plots and arrangements and bedfellows? I'm sick of it as well. Right? And there's a picture there, obviously, South Yorkshire, is it? Not got my glasses on. Yeah, my head is healing up nicely. It was this day last week that I ran full force into a low-hanging door and nearly knocked myself out. I'm not sure. I might have knocked myself out, actually. I'm not quite sure. But I'm okay now. I'm channeling Rodney Dangerfield. I'm all right now, but you should have seen me last week. So that's the Telegraph. Last week I was in pretty rough shape, I got to tell you. Here's the eye paper. Tory wife's revenge. Katie Griffiths blocks her estranged husband's re-election to Parliament, then vows to campaign against domestic abuse. Tory wife's revenge on the eye paper today. Okay. The Express. PM, Brexit deal will unleash Britain's potential. If you fertilise that one, if you dried that one out, I should say. If you dried that one out, I'm channeling Ferris Bueller now. You could fertilise the lawn with it. Or Jeannie Bueller. Jeannie Bueller said that. This is just a slogan. You'll get a lot of jingoism and sloganeering now for the next few weeks. Unleash Britain's potential. Take back control and all of that bollocks. Yeah, there's the aforementioned Olivia Colman as they are premiering. The Americans say premiering because the Americans are fucking idiots. Apart from Jennifer Garcia and John Rorty. They know I'm joking. They know. Here's the Mirror. Oh, yeah, this is good. Oh, this is good. This is good stuff, right? I will read some comments in a few minutes. The Daily Mirror, which is a UK tabloid, is dedicating its newspaper for the next week to tackling climate change, but also raising awareness about climate change. And they have a baby on the front page called Leighton, Baby Leighton. And Baby Leighton, they're tugging at your heartstrings there. This is basically the newspaper front page equivalent of, oh, won't somebody please think of the children? Because it's the children, you see, that are going to inherit this world that you and me have fucked up. Because we're big, ignorant, baldy gammons. Because we don't believe that CO2 is contributing to climate change. So Baby Leighton is just hours old, yet climate crisis threatens his future. Our special edition tells how this planet faces destruction and what we must do to give him hope. You even had Kay Burley this morning going on Sky News, and I'm going to grab the audio and play it for you later on. In 10 years, it's all over if we don't change. It's all over in 10 years if we don't change. Yeah. Be Jesus. That's the Mirror. Shall we go inside the Mirror then just to deal with this? The Mirror, and this is in the paper and online. It's all in the paper and online today. This makes me laugh. The Mirror has got an exclusive calculator which enables its readers to evaluate, nay, calculate your individual carbon footprint. This is scary shit. This isn't funny. Because it's in the Mirror today, as a little bit of fun around, as the Mirror says, a very serious issue. But carbon footprint calculator in the newspaper today for you to have a bit of fun with. couple of years' time, carbon footprint fucking compulsory for everybody. But you won't be filling out you won't be inputting the information. You won't need to, because all the smart devices in your home will be calculating your carbon footprint for you. And in your car, absolutely. And on your phone, and you'll be getting letters, but not paper letters. No, no, you'll be getting emails saying, "You're getting very close to the line this week, Mr. Allen." Don't laugh at that. Don't say that's fear-mongering. Don't say, it's just Richie there selling an easy conspiratorial story, selling an easy line that'll be lapped up by his viewers and his listeners. No, this is coming down the fucking line. Go online today and find out what your carbon footprint is. It's the equivalent of the body mass index calculator, except it's more detailed. That's fucking funny, this stuff. Right? Right? So go online and fill out your carbon footprint. Use the carbon footprint calculator to get a reading on how much of a bastard you are to the environment. You're a bastard. That's what the calculator will say. It won't give you a number. It'll just flash up, "You bastard!" Or, "How dare you? How dare you? You have ruined my childhood. You carbon consuming, you carbon manufacturing, you carbon generating bastard." So, massive amounts of stories in the Mirror today. The Mirror's editorial is why we are dedicating our paper and our site to the only issue that matters. Yeah, homelessness doesn't matter. No, no, no. Universal credit doesn't matter. No, not at all. Arming despotic fucking regimes like the Saudis to kill and maim doesn't matter. The Israelis gearing up for yet another Operation Protective Edge where they'll kill thousands of Palestinians, that doesn't matter either. No, the only thing that matters is climate change, according to the Mirror. The climate crisis, right? It's in the paper today, right? And here you are. Ice caps are melting! Glaciers are disappearing! Sea levels are rising. All the bullshit slogans. All there. You can see them all there, if I can fucking do it. You useless bastard, Richie. There you go. Right. Right? Warmer, damper weather in the UK will allow mosquitoes to thrive. The muzzies! Mosquitoes. Little bastards. Anybody ever lived in Spain for years? Mosquitoes. You think you've de-mosquitoed the entire region. Your bedroom, your bathroom, everything. You've taken care. You've used the plug-in devices. You've used everything. You get into bed. You pull your shutters down. It's silent in the bedroom. You and Caroline. 12 o'clock at night. 1 o'clock in the morning. You're just about getting comfortable. And then you hear, fucking bastards! Mosquitoes coming to a home near you in the UK. Right. So the Mirror is full of it. And this is shocking shit. This is the Mirror here. This is a selection of the stories inside the Mirror today. Not only online, but inside the newspaper. Exhausted polar bears cling to life on thawing ice as they face extinction. If the photographer had just panned the camera 15 feet to the left, there's a massive iceberg. It's just that the polar bears are fucking aged. There's actually a bigger ice mass over there you could have used. Deadly mosquitoes heading for Britain. Babies to be born with big swollen faces. Newborns face food shortages in extreme weather. This is unbelievable propaganda. Unbelievable. Puffins! Puffins face extinction. Climate change will impact where you live. UK's most treasured beauty spots are buried under mountains of fly tippers. Rubbish, and that's all part of climate change too. Right, that's the Mirror today. It is massive propaganda. It is a form of mind control. It is kind of beating the public into submission. Beating them down with it. It's repetition, repetition, repetition. Over and over and over and over again. If you lie and tell a lie and repeat it often enough, it becomes the truth in people's minds. Tiny, 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 tiny percentage of our atmosphere is made up of CO2. And that tiny percentage, that CO2 itself, man contributes less than 0.04% to that overall CO2. It's a nonsense. The sun drives climate and weather patterns and changes weather on Earth. Yes. Yes, I know nefarious agendas like geoengineering and weather manipulation. I know they exist and they are going on. I know that. I'm not stupid. But left to its own devices, it's the sun that drives climate on planet Earth. Crazy times. Crazy times. Imagine that. Imagine that, your carbon footprint calculator. Imagine that. This is how scary it's going to get. Every sci-fi film you saw in the 80s and 90s that predicted a very horrible dystopian future where people inhabit a totalitarian world, where Big Brother, where a big faceless horrible state is oppressing them. It's coming. It's not coming. It's here. It's arrived. It'll be your home's electronic devices, your phone, your car, ratting you out. And that's where social crediting comes in. That's where the punishments come in then. Jesus, huh? So that was the mirror. The son, Huntley Meltdown, this awful bastard who murdered Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman. I think it's Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman and not Jessica Wells and Holly Chapman. I think it is Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman. This awful bastard. This happened back in 2002, I believe. This guy gave live interviews at the time to a Sky News presenter called Jeremy, what was his name again? The guy with the deep gravelly voice. Anyway, he's attacked a guard and he's in prison. That's according to The Sun. The Financial Times. We won't bother with The Times. Health websites share personal medical data with ad groups. This is a kind of a follow-on from that story broken by the Wall Street Journal that Google and a healthcare provider were sharing people's medical data in the United States without people's consent. Of course. Of course. Jesus. Let's get rid of The Sun. And finally, The Star. Sugar Chump Claude. This guy, Claude Littner, who is a staple on the UK version of The Apprentice. He's he's American UK citizenship. I don't know. He's a guy who follows the contestants around as they perform a multitude of ridiculous tasks. And he reports back to Alan Sugar, Lord Sugar. And he's coming under fire because he suggested that nurses who can't make ends meet should get a second job. What a bastard. Yeah. Yeah, he is a bastard, but, you know, free speech. Let him say what he wants. Let him say what he wants. This woman turfed out of her job. This is topical, of course, and I had an interesting interview with Posey Parker last night on the radio show. She's Maya Forstater. And on Twitter in 2018, she tweeted that men cannot change into women. But it wasn't a blunt tweet like that, even though she is quite right. You'll never be a woman, no matter what you think, if you're a man. And she worked at the Centre for Global Development. And some of her colleagues said they felt very uncomfortable. We're uncomfortable that she thinks like this. And she lost her job. I'm warning you all the time about this. Even those of you in existing employment, be very careful. You know, you tell us not to self-censor, Richie. I fucking do. But I also tell you to have a brain. You know, food doesn't pay for itself. Rent doesn't pay for itself. The mortgage doesn't pay for itself. You've not got elves running around for you, doing your household chores and earning a living for you. You know, I don't know where I'm going with that one. You need to earn money. This is the paradigm. This is the world we exist in. To live. And you've got to be careful. So she's going to a tribunal. And her legal team are going to use the defence that her beliefs are philosophical. and that her employers should not be able to discriminate against her philosophical beliefs. I would say her beliefs are rooted in scientific fact, personally. Established scientific fact. If you're born with a penis, you are a man. You are male. And saying that shouldn't be offensive to anybody. It certainly shouldn't result in you losing your job. Some of her colleagues said at the think tank, ironically, for the Centre for Global Development, complained that her views made them feel uncomfortable and that she was transphobic. These are words that I really do want to kill people who use them. I don't advocate killing anybody or beating anybody up. I'm not saying I will. I never will. In fact, I never will. But I do want to do unspeakable things to them. People who use words like transphobic, you know, the underlying claim being that you are afraid of trans people. You are afraid of them and of their existence. It's fucking ridiculous. What I am so surprised at is that smart people who I admire, who are absolutely pro-science in other areas and champion human rights and women's rights, are tying themselves in knots to avoid saying the truth that men cannot change into women because that might hurt men's feelings. So anyway, she was fired and she's fighting back. We will follow that case, won't we? Won't we? Indeed we will. Indeed we will. Oh, alternative health. Remedies, natural remedies, under fire for a long time. Not a recent thing. It's something I've been observing for years. Talked about it on the radio show back in Spain 10 years ago. European Union leading the charge to basically to ban harmless remedies, herbal remedies. Not to ban claims about them. And I understand when people and when bodies and groups that are charged with protecting the public from misinformation, I understand when they exhibit a bit of concern about claims made by the manufacturers of products. I totally understand that. It's good that there is scrutiny of the claims made by the manufacturers of products, isn't it? Let's be honest about it. No matter what you think, park your feelings to one side there. I'm on your side. I'm a big champion of alternative naturopathic products, the use of herbal remedies. I'm a big champion of it. I wouldn't see anything banned. However, I'm a realist. You have to take with a large pinch of salt claims made by anybody who manufactures a product. And you've got to, you know, advise people to take a little bit of care and caution in what they believe. At the same time, you've got to also look at the fact that governments and the same bodies charged with protecting the public are often decrying and criticizing natural products because they are subject to lobbying from big pharmaceutical companies. Often their opinions are not their own. So it's complicated. But I believe that Big Pharma has lobbied successfully for governments to target natural products. I have no doubt in my mind. And Sky News, the BBC and the broadsheet newspapers are all running the same story today. And that story is that herbal remedies for cancer, no less, could be doing more harm than good. Okay? There are a lot of comments, by the way, coming in. I know that. So thank you for them. And in a minute, if I get a chance, I'll read some out. Thank you for chatting on the live chat. It's a nice way to engage with people. Excuse me. And to chat with them. And to agree with them or disagree with them, as the case may be. So this is Laura Donnelly, who's the health editor for The Telegraph there. It's fairly self-explanatory. Patients urged to avoid the products amid concerns that growing numbers are turning to complementary medicines without telling their doctors. This is a leading surgeon has warned people not to take these herbal remedies and to consult your doctor first. This is the Advanced Breast Cancer Conference in Lisbon, Portugal, and it's Professor Maria João Cardoso. He's the head breast surgeon at a big cancer care centre in Portugal. Doctors have no idea that their parents are using such medicines, he says. Okay, this is part of a wider agenda, I believe, to discredit naturopathic treatments. Okay? Okay. And they list a few homeopathic remedies there, as you can see on the Telegraph. Now, I'm also very sceptical. And if you follow the Richie Allen Show for years, I've interviewed people, probably on three occasions, that have made claims that a certain product has been shown to cure cancer. And it's my job, I believe, as an alternative news platform to allow people to make the claims. It's also my job as a presenter and as a journalist to ask them for evidence, to provide me with patients, real men and women, who will testify that they used the remedies recommended by my guest. Now, in all the cases, including David Noakes, by the way, who's not a doctor. Now, I've known David Noakes for years and years. I knew David Noakes long before the fat Truther industrial complex snake oil salesman who's been hawking him around the internet has known him. I've known David Noakes for years, and I like David. And my interviews with David Noakes are very sound journalism. I rigorously questioned David Noakes and gave him plenty of time to answer the questions I put to him about GC Math. You must remember those interviews. I did my job. And David didn't like it very much, even though he had 45 minutes on the programme, because I asked him some very fair questions about the amounts of money made by the company that was manufacturing GC Math, about his admission in a court that he got caught up in the vast sums of money that he was bringing in, and his admission in court that they were making claims about GC Math that they weren't entirely sure were 100% true. Now, I don't think David Noakes is a bad man, nor his partner. And I don't believe they should be extradited. I don't believe they should be put in prison. I know David Noakes has served time in prison. I don't believe he should have. So don't be triggered now. Listen up. Listen up. It's important that you understand that when people have come on my programme, they've always been given a fair go. David Noakes made a claim on my radio programme that GC Math put a woman who was at death's door with cancer in remission and assured me on my live radio show program, which that particular night had nearly 130,000 people listening live, that he would provide me with that woman and that woman would come on my radio program. It hasn't happened. And other people over the years have come on my radio programs and made similar claims. And they have been given a fair go on my radio programme. That's why my radio programme exists. Because it does that which the BBC will not do. It will give time for these people to make their claims. I think you're smart enough to listen to the answers given by these people and make your own mind up. I think you're smart enough not to get triggered because I'm asking them some tough fucking questions. Anyway, they never come back with the patients who they've cured and say, right, Richie, there he is or there she is. Okay? Tullio Simoncini, oncologist. I like him a lot. Struck off for talking about bicarbonate of soda and stomach tumours. Assured me that people he'd operated on would come on the programme and testify. But they never fucking did. So it's hanging in the air then. You make your own mind up. I don't know. I believe a lot of people who listen to my programme, not a lot, but some, I think you're willfully obtuse and fucking stupid. You know, you get so bogged down in the fucking state is evil. It is, I know it is. The hidden hand, yes. It suppresses cures, yes. Of course it does. It buries natural cures, yes. I agree, I know. But you think that everybody who comes along and says this is the cure for everything, they must be telling the truth. Fuck right off. That's foolish. It's foolish to think like that. It's foolish to be that fucking imbecilic. Wake up and smell the fucking coffee. You got that fucking dickhead in America, that fraud, with one of the biggest websites in the independent media, Natural News, that arsehole, peddling shit. You've got Alex doing it on InfoWars, super male vitality pills and all this crap. Wake up to it. Yes, the tyrannical regimes that manipulate society through secret societies and through the global financial institutions. They are bastards. They do want to prevent us from understanding that the cures for everything are contained in the natural earth. Yes, they fucking do. But that doesn't mean that you have to believe every fucking person who comes along and says, this cures cancer. Does it? You give me shit for giving David Noakes a bit of a fucking chasing, even though I was very nice to him. What you don't say is, hey Richie, that girl that he said he cured of cancer, she hasn't come on your radio show, has she?
No, she fucking hasn't.
All right. Anyway. I know many of you are very interested in this. The truth or industrial complex is a very powerful thing. You know, men and women with websites and with YouTube channels are not in a very sophisticated way, are making lots of money out of telling you what you want to hear. And using people like David Noakes and Melanie Shaw as their props. And telling whoppers of lies about these people, like the lies told about Melanie Shaw, that Melanie is being kept in prison because she has information about VIP paedophiles. She might very well do, because some of the stuff going on at those care homes in Nottingham is beyond the fucking pale, and I have no doubt politicians were involved. But they don't care about people making claims about politicians. The elite doesn't fucking care. We've seen that with Cara Beach. Melanie is in prison because Melanie is violent, and she has my total sympathy. Because I got to know Melanie, and she's lovely, but she was horribly abused and not looked after and fucked out on the street. And fake truthers use people like Melanie to make themselves look good. See, I'm exposing paedophilia. Me, I'm Bart Simpson. And the fat truther, and he's truther industrial complex conferences. That's all they fucking do. And a lot of you go, here, take my money. Tell me what I need to hear. I need my fix, man. I need my fix, man. Tell me what I know to be true. Fucking junkies. Junkies! You're a shill, Richie. Why did you give David Noakes the chasing? I didn't. I was very nice to him. I just said, where's the proof, David? Loads of papers, Richie. All right. Who did you cure? This woman, Richie. Will she come on the programme? Yes, thanks. Bring her on as soon as possible. I will. No fucking sign of her. Do you have to be Columbo, do you? Do you have to be Jessica Fletcher? No. All right, let's move on. I'm getting fucking tired of you. The Telegraph is more... Listen, by the way, for a bit of balance, right? The natural cures are around us. They're in cannabis plants. They're in so many fucking things. Ginger, ginseng. I could be here all fucking day. Things that can work to keep us healthy and to maybe reverse serious illnesses. Yes, of course I believe that. What do you think the Richie Allen Show exists for? But come on, people. Anyway, makes me laugh when they say doctors, this fucking breast cancer doctor in Portugal, they're using these herbal remedies. They're not telling us. They're doing more damage. Here's a Telegraph story from 2016. Chemotherapy warning as hundreds die from cancer-fighting drugs. The establishment cancer-fighting drugs burn you to death from the inside fucking out and fail 97% of the time. They're not telling you that when they're warning you off naturopathic remedies. Oh no! 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 No, they won't tell you that. Don't take this natural remedy, which won't do you any harm, even if it doesn't help you. It's not going to do you any harm at all. Keep taking the fucking chemo and burning yourself to death from the inside out. Please, God, if there is a God, Gaia, the universe, whatever, that none of us, neither you nor me nor the people we love, gets cancer, even though some of us will. I swear by Almighty God and Sonny Jesus, if it happens to me, I can't speak for the future Mrs. Allen, because I wouldn't ever tell her what to do. I wouldn't take that fucking shit if you gave me all the money in the world. I'll take me chances, to be honest with you. That's a warning in 2016 about chemo killing people. Of course it kills people. You might as well go to fucking Chernobyl. You know, don't take the chemo. Go to Chernobyl and go rolling around in that fucking factory. Naked. Butt fucking naked. And you have more chance of curing your fucking cancer. Bastards, eh? And don't forget, of course, the whistleblowing doctor. Harden B. Jones. Fucking top man. Harvard Medical School. He came out a few years ago and said chemotherapy kills people, not cancer. And he was destroyed for it. The media went after him big time. Buoyed by and egged on by Big Pharma. Guy came out and told the truth. Chemo just kills people. It fucking burns you to death from the inside out. Yeah. That's it really, is it for me? If I ranted on long enough and I didn't even read out any comments. Yeah. Number of you talking about chemotherapy there. Yeah. Lots of comments coming in there. Going to get a situation on screen where I'll be able to see the comments and read them as I go along. Doris Clegworthy. I do not believe that's your real name, Doris. Not dredging the rivers is exactly what happened here in the levels 4 to 5 years ago when the flooding lasted for over 3 months. That was due to the Environment Agency selling off all the dredging equipment. Also due to the Environment Agency being directed by the European Union not to dredge. Very important that people understand that. Sky News going with big flood warnings today. More rain coming. Danger to life, says a meteorologist. Shocking, right? So easily avoided. Or it could have been. Yeah. I do not drink coffee, Jean Ann. No. Yeah. Lovely stuff. Yeah. Try and do something for yourself. Don't do it for me. Do it for yourself. Try to stop hearing what it is you want to hear when you listen to independent media content creators. Stop doing that. And when it comes to what I say, stop hearing half the sentence and then going bananas and ignoring the rest of what I say. I have never said that GC math is not viable, isn't effective, nor have I said it's dangerous. I gave plenty of time over several interviews to David Noakes to extol the virtues of GC math. I've gone on the record and I've said the guy shouldn't be in prison, nor should his partner, and the product should be tested rigorously, independently. Even though I know I'm being naive, it's not going to happen, not in this country, to see what it does. I'll always make time for people. But I will point out that these people make promises that they don't keep. Like, I'll give you proof that it worked. Somebody will come on your program and then they don't. And then when you chase them up, they don't return your correspondence. So don't lose your fucking shit here. I'm not advocating for the government. I don't agree with the approach to David Noakes at all. And I'm open-minded as to GC Math. I'm not convinced that it doesn't work, nor am I convinced that it works. I know that millions of pounds were made by David and the people he manufactured the product with. Millions. And this came out in court. He acknowledged this. And he acknowledged that he was making claims about GC Math that hadn't been substantiated. He acknowledged this. Why do that? Why not make claims about the product that you think you can prove? Why make other claims about it? Stop losing your shit when you hear something which you don't like. Hear the whole thing. Be thankful that there are platforms like this that will give airtime to people like David Noakes and that will trust you to be clever enough to make your own decision. And David is just one example, of course. There are many, many examples of subjects covered on this programme where I take, you know, a neutral position and that doesn't suit certain people. Fucking grow up. I'll be back with you at 5 o'clock. Michael Rivero, my great friend, joins the programme after months. Michael has relocated from Hawaii to the United States. He's had a lot going on in his life. Love the man. He'll be on with me for a while. And then I'll be opening the phone and the Skype line. You might want to talk about what I've just been talking about. In which case, we'll do that. So I will be opening the phone lines for an hour today. We'll have a news roundup, Michael Rivero, then the phone. And that is the Richie Allen Show for Thursday. Until then, it's goodbye from me. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday and back with you at 5 o'clock.